Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and I'm excited. We've got our food guru, Miss Katie Fitzgerald, in the house. We're going to be talking about superhero foods. I'll go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I've got my cape on, but I want to fly, but I'm really exhausted. I've got fatigue.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like a job for Miss Katie to get that all figured out. So, Miss Katie,
awesome.
How are you today?
I am awesome, but Amy, take off that cape. Superheroes don't wear them. Those can get caught
well,
in the engine.
I know. That can
yeah,
be a
no
problem.
Cape.
All right.
No
I'll
cape.
Take
yeah,
the cape off.
Incredibles.
Right.
It's, you know, no cape. For
right.
sure.
Yeah, but go ahead and put
all
your
right,
face
I'll
mask
go.
On. Mask up, cape off.
Mask
up,
on,
cape
face,
off. All right.
Cape off.
I'm in.
There we go. There
I'm
go.
In.
Awesome.
Here
so
she
I'm
goes.
Excited.
She's already
Miss
on
Katie
it.
It's been a little bit since she's been on the show, and we went up having kind of off the show conversation about just all the challenges we've been getting with everything going on. You know, we were thinking, hoping with this COVID thing, it was going to be, you know, like 3 or 4 months, and, you know, it's going to be done in the year. And, nah, you know, now we're all like, what is going on? So I know Miss Katie has some answers to really help people just to be in a place of really working with stress and really working with just keeping ourselves in this a place of just having, you know, the best health and the best wellness you possibly can. So what you got to say for that, Miss Katie?
Well, I have to say everybody's got a bunch of fatigue. You know, technically speaking, fatigue is that general term we use that just describes when you're either physically or mentally weary and you're just beyond tired, right? And,
yeah.
And so what's interesting is that in the scientific world, we talk about physical fatigue, which is basically that inability to go out and use your muscles to do what you need them to do. And then mental
mm-hmm.
fatigue, which is where your brain's just not functioning right, you're sleepy, you can't attend and pay attention to things. Often this is due to loss of normal sleep patterns and that kind of thing. But now we have a new one, a new term.
Uh-oh.
We have Zoom fatigue, right? We have this fatigue of being
oh,
on video conferences. And, right?
Wow.
And, yeah, that's a new term floating around.
Okay.
And it's because...
Okay.
When we're on video camera all day, on phone calls all day, wearing headsets all day,
mm-hmm.
I physically had to stop wearing earrings because my headset was starting to cause my ears to hurt, you know, with the earrings. So there's a lot of fatigue. And so when we look at the fatigue that we're experiencing, we also need to think about what is the source. If we can identify the source, we can come up with a solution. And you know, when I think about my own fatigue, I just mentioned the headset fatigue, definitely. Let me ask you, Amy, Robin, what's one source of fatigue that you've been experiencing, say, over the last 30 days?
Well, it's interesting you talk about the Zoom fatigue. I have a couple of people that they don't want to meet on Zoom anymore. It's on phone, just on the phone, because they are so tired of being on the Zoom. And then I think part of what the advantage of not being on Zoom is that you can you're using the I don't know if your imagination is the right word, but I think using other parts of your brain that kind of stop when you're seeing things. And
mm-hmm.
I know that there are times there are a couple calls that I do make as calls instead of Zooms just to give my brain a relief. I don't know how to explain it other than that. It's like, but it seems to use another part of my brain that makes it easier to connect with another person than on Zoom.
So it's like a sensory
yeah,
overload.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know,
one
it's
sense
a,
being
it's,
overloaded, right? It's one sense that's
one
being
sense, yeah.
overutilized.
Right,
right.
Point. Well, you know, and just think about the when it comes to media nowadays, it isn't just like hearing something. You're seeing it, you're hearing it, you know, you're being asked to process stuff so quickly that I think after a while, you know, people are just like, even when they're relaxing, they're still watching something. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's real interesting how it makes sense. It would just feel like, I don't want to watch anything anymore. I can't watch it, you know?
Right.
So
no, and it's interesting should mention that I spend 8 hours a day on video conference calls because we all work remotely, and I actually facilitate remotely. And the last thing I want to do at the end of the day when I, you know, go off to my girl shed to do my own thing is watch another video, if anything. Like, I'm like, no video,
right.
I'm done.
Right.
I want to just be. I want to read, or I want to listen to music or what have you. But but when you think about the different sources of fatigue, or nothing, do nothing.
I've been doing a lot of just quiet.
Staring at a wall.
Quiet.
Right. Staring
just,
at a wall.
Or I'm just listening, having the window open, or listening to the birds, or just listening to the wind, or just, you know, listening to nature.
Yep, just being.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most of us equate fatigue as coming from, like, poor quality sleep or not enough sleep, stress, obviously. Medical conditions can lead to fatigue. Your thyroid might be under-functioning. You might have anemia, meaning that your blood doesn't carry enough iron. You might be experiencing depression or diabetes. All of these can lead you to feel very, very fatigued. You might be exercising too little or too much, right? You can have both directions. So regardless of the source, I wanted to share with you guys today a couple of things you can do from the superhero herbs, and they do not wear capes, but they definitely wear masks. They're called the adaptogens. And the reason I wanted to talk about them is that they're a class of herbs that literally help you when you think you know what you need. You think, I need caffeine, I need to perk up. That might not necessarily be true. You might be needing to actually wind down to not feel fatigue. Mm. It sounds counterintuitive, right? We think, I need energy. I need to bulk up. If I'm fatigued, I need to get energy. No, actually, you might not need energy. What you might need is you might need to calm down to feel less fatigue. And so adaptogens is this amazing group of herbs that can be used for a range of conditions whenever stress is the primary underlying factor for why you feel fatigue. And let's just face it, everything we just mentioned, Zoom fatigue, physical fatigue from exercising too much, not getting enough sleep, these are actually all stress-related, right? These are stressors for the body. So these adaptogens are especially helpful when you're feeling physically and mentally like you just can't keep up. And what they do, what's so cool about them is that they come in different flavors, so to speak. So think of them as the 31 flavors of herbs, and hopefully I didn't just trademark infringe on them. But adaptogens are this group of herbs being plants, that have a modulating effect that can help your body to literally adapt to the moment, to support energy when energy is needed, to support calmness when calmness is needed. And they do it by actually supporting the production of stress-related neurotransmitters and hormones.
Wow,
so they're not masking. Yeah, that's why I call them superheroes. They're not masking symptoms. They're not overriding symptoms. They're not giving you new symptoms. They're literally lending a helping hand to the body to create the right neurotransmitters and the right hormones needed in the moment. They can increase or decrease function of any particular system in the body based on what the body needs most. So they can help you feel less stressed. Go ahead.
What I love about this is that you take some of the guesswork out, right? It's like instead of having the perfect solution, you choose one of these or a combination, and they will take care of it for you.
Exactly.
Wow.
I diagnose myself. I think I need more energy. And you take these adaptogens and they go, no, really, actually, you need to calm down.
Wow.
You need to chill pill, girl. Right? So they can help you feel less stressed while increasing energy levels at the same time. Because some of these are what we call zippy. They're like, you know, they energize you. where mm-hmm. others are more balancing, where they kind of get you into kind of a groove, and some will actually calm you when that is what's necessary. So that's why I call adaptogens superhero herbs. They're just this kind of group of herbs, and it's a pretty big group. We only have certain herbs in the U.S. that are accessible to us in the U.S. There are some accessible in other parts of the world, so I won't talk about the ones that we can't get, but they are pretty powerful, and I pretty much, in my daily tea routine, because I mostly take these adaptogens via a tea or a tisane or a what we would call a infusion, where you take the leaves, typically the leaves or the flowers, and you put them in hot water and let their beautiful polyphenols and their volatile oils and all that good stuff infuse into the water, and then you drink it. That's what we call tea, by the way. There's other ways of getting adaptogens. For instance, ginseng and ginger are actually rhizomes, so we actually make a decoction, which is where we're actually taking the root and we're letting that steep, and we're getting all the beautiful nutrients out of it. That takes a little bit longer to get the nutrients because leaves are easy to get the nutrients out of, whereas a root takes a little bit longer time of soaking in hot water. And so a decoction is usually going to take you 10 to 15 minutes to get that to happen, whereas with tea, you know, 2-3 minutes, right? You got it. So I know I've gotten ahead of myself on the delivery method, but just to note that there are all these different amazing herbs, and they do, by the way.
I have a weird question. So do you always ingest them?
Yes. So for an adaptogen to work, you are going to ingest them. Could you use some of their essential oils to do aromatherapy to create a different sense in the body? Absolutely. But if you really want their adaptogenic response in the body, you're going to need to ingest them in some way, shape, or form.
That's good to know.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. And that's a great question. My preferred method is through either a tea or a decoction. Next would be a tincture. A tincture is where the herb has been steeped in an alcohol base and its vital nutrients and vital oils and things brought into the alcohol base, and you put just a couple drops on your tongue. And then the final would be in a supplement, meaning that you actually take a capsule of some. And you might be curious about why I like that order. The main reason is strength. So the strongest version of any herb is going to be in a capsule. And so I always like to start with the most gentle way of nudging the body in the right direction, and that would be with the tisanes and the infusions and the decoctions. So because it's the most easy and not, it's not going to throw the body into one direction very quickly. Tinctures are definitely very powerful, not as powerful as a supplement. And so I always try, let's start with the most gentle version and see where we go, right? So kind of like, I'm not going to send you out to a boot camp and make you do a triathlon if I'm trying to get you into shape. I'm going to bring you into the gym. We're going to do a little bit of workout, a little bit of stretch, right? So think of it that way, right? Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of that whole crazy, like, let's go crazy stuff, so. Yeah. So you probably have heard of some of the adaptogens. I'd love to just hear from you if any adaptogen you've heard of that just pops to mind as we have this conversation.
Well, I'm a little unclear on what they are. Robin, do you know of any?
Well,
yeah, there's
ginger.
We've talked about ginger.
She talked about the ginger for the root stuff. So keep going. This is good stuff, Miss Katie.
Cool. So we have what we would call stimulating adaptogens, and then we also have calming adaptogens, right? And then we have some that are kind of neutral and go both ways. So I love that about them. They're very, very versatile. So when we think of stimulating adaptogens, these are the ones that when your body is depleted, deficient, dragging, and depressed, yes, D4, what do you do, right? Well, the stimulating adaptogens are the ones that can really kick in and help you out. And most of the group of plants that fall within the stimulating adaptogens, interestingly enough, grow in incredibly harsh climates, such as Siberia or mountain ranges.
That makes sense, though. Yeah.
Right? These plants know what real stress looks like, right? And they are a potent source of physical and mental energy. And the three that are most common that you're going to find here in the United States are ginseng. And we're not talking American ginseng, although it is one of the adaptogens. But mostly the most powerful one is Panax ginseng, so P-A-N-A-X, is the strongest adaptogen that falls in this category. And there is American ginseng. It's a little bit more mild. And I tend to look for the Asian ginseng. That's just me. But it benefits the whole body. And one thing that ginseng is really well known for is the ability to counter the ennui, the fatigue that's associated with depression, diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Also helps to ignite the libido and bring back some vitality. Eleuthero is another beautiful stimulating adaptogen, which we're going to focus on the stimulating ones because we're talking about fatigue. It is the
and
best.
How do you spell that one, Katie?
E-L-E-U-T-H-E-R-O. And yes, the last four letters are hero.
Funny.
Wow.
Good job,
there
girl.
There goes superhero. There's the hero.
There you go.
Yeah,
let me throw one thing in here.
Yeah, let me throw something in here. I guess probably one of the herbs that you're talking about that I use all the time, I never really didn't realize it was an adaptogen, is ginger for stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel any kind of unease in my stomach, I use ginger tea, and that seems to alleviate it for me.
Yep. And you brought up a great point, Amy, is that herbs play nicely with each other, and they have multiple actions, meaning that I can't name a single herb that only has a single action. So, for instance, chamomile, right? Chamomile is best known for what? Relaxation, right? So, but did you know that chamomile, in addition to being a relaxant, which is its action, is also a mild bitter, which means it actually helps with digestion. Who knew?
Mm.
You look at one of my favorite ones is hawthorn leaf. Hawthorn leaf has an affinity for everything heart. It will take care of your heart. It will take care of your arteries. It will take care of your blood levels, all these good things associated with the cardiovascular system. But hawthorn is also very high in vitamin C, so it's also known as great support for immunity. So no herb has just one function. So to say chamomile is great for relaxation and leave it at that is just really to discount what herbs really do. Herbs have multiple actions. And that's why when you work with herbs, you can never just go, take this for that. Oh, you're tired? Take this. Oh, you need to lose weight? Take that. Oh, you have hot flashes? Take this other thing. No. They actually have synergistic effects with each other, and within themselves, they have multiple actions. So herbs are very complex, and that's why when we do work with herbs, in my practice, I avoid the, oh, take this for that. I say, okay, what are you experiencing? Let's look at the whole body, the whole physical experience, and where do we need to support the body's own function? Oh, here's the 7 or 8 or 9 or 12 or 14 herbs that support those various functions in various ways. And that's why I'm not a big fan of taking single herbs. I am a big fan of taking herbs in I'm going to call them cohorts, where they're all hanging out together, right? That's where I love tea, because most teas, you're never going to get just a tea that's just Tulsi, which is holy basil, which, by the way, is one of the most balancing, most adaptogenic adaptogens out there. It can go every way. It can go stimulating, calming, whatever. It's like a core adaptogen. I would never just say take Tulsi. I'd say,
with holy basil, Does that taste like basil?
It does not, actually. It's actually a very, very mild flavor. But it's called holy basil. Also, in Indian, it's Indian dialect, it's known as tulsi. And when you pair it with certain things, like, for instance, my favorite tulsi is I'm not usually a brand person, but I will tell you that my favorite brand of any tulsi tea is India Organic, because I know how they source their stuff. They do a good quality job. They know their stuff. I am no way in shape at all affiliated with them. I get nothing from saying that. Okay, but their tulsi rose is my absolute
favorite. Oh, I love that. You've gotten me that. I love that.
Right? And it's tulsi,
so
which is an adaptogen with rose. And the wording on the package says, it's tulsi plus magic. And what we mean by magic is this moment of creativity, this moment of insight and imagination. And so I love this tea. But I also have tulsi ginger, and I have tulsi original, which is just straight tulsi. And I have tulsi, oh, God, what's the other one? Stimulating, which has turmeric in it. Like, I have all these different tulsis paired with something else. So... not that I'm against a single herb, but I never personally recommend a single herb. I always spread the wealth, right? Like, let's get the party going here. Let's get a bunch of herbs together who have an affinity for each other. And that's where things like Eleuthero and Rhodiola, which is the other stimulating adaptogen, if you can find an adaptogen tea that has ginseng, Eleuthero and Rhodiola together, you've got like a really great adaptogen tea that's going to help you, obviously with ginseng, we said full body support. With Eleuthero, we're talking about one of the best researched adaptogens for relieving stress and building energy. And then Rhodiola is all about being a tonic. And a tonic is that exactly that word, right? Like getting things to be toned, getting things to be even, building an even field. So I love that trio.
And Katie, can you spell Rhodiola for us?
We can. Rhodiola.
Okay.
Yeah. So when we
think
about...
Do you know of a tea that you can recommend that has those combinations?
Yeah, is there something to get us started?
The tea for everybody to get for Christmas.
There you go.
Gift for everybody.
What a great gift, right?
For the holidays.
Right.
To get it for me for the holidays to get to Christmas.
That's true. Start now and be drinking in the next 3 months.
Please,
yeah, that's a great idea.
Get it now. Yeah, exactly. Is there any that you recommend for us, Katie, knowing that you're not affiliated with them?
Right. So what I would do is I don't know one offhand that I would just say, like, that's the definitive. But there are a couple brands I really love. I love India Organics. I am really, really passionate about working with Gaia Herbs, G-A-I-A.
Okay.
They have some really lovely teas. Traditional Medicinals, which is actually, for me, I live in California. I'm about an hour and a half away from their beautiful demonstration gardens. So they're here in California. Yeah. They're all organic. They just do
that
a really
like
good
a
job.
Trip.
And,
yeah,
I know.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That sounds like a field trip.
And I would say, I think the other one that I would probably lean on would be looking at Tazo. Tazo does a lot of
nice
stress.
Yeah, I like Tazo.
Yeah. So those are the kind of the brands that I look at. And when we look at the preparation,
I want people to know that those brands you can get almost anywhere mainstream now.
Yeah. You can get them at any grocery store, pretty much.
Yeah. So
and
know
I,
that you
yeah,
can get this
if
help
you have a mother
about
or
anywhere.
Or Sprouts or something near you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you
they carry for all those
to
brands.
You can find them in Safeway, you can find them in Lucky's, you can find them in Raley's, you can find them in Knob Hill, you can find them in Smith's. I mean, they're everywhere. And I do prefer to start with tea. That doesn't mean I end with tea, okay? I do oftentimes move on to tinctures and pills. I tend to not go tinctures so much because they're just kind of messy and they're hard for people to take sometimes from a convenience perspective. But I do use different supplement companies, and I have a few that I really like to work with. So, again, Gaia is one of them, and Natural Sources is another. And then Laboratoire Activa, which is a French brand.
Oh, I love
brand.
That. Say that again. Say that again.
Laboratoire Activa. I will disclose. I have been working with them as a consultant to help them bring their product into North America. So,
yay.
You know, but I'm not paid to tell you that they're a great product. I volunteered to be that person. So they are a great product. So they have some really interesting things, especially when it comes to adaptogens. So they have a beautiful product called Serenity. And then one of the products that I love from Gaia is their adrenal stress. I think it's called Adrenal Stress Relief, which is another beautiful one. So there's a lot of great brands out there, great companies out there. And I think the most important thing, start with the tea, get yourself integrated into that. If you need to go deeper, get yourself a holistic health practitioner who can help you find the right thing for you. So you don't have to do it alone. Do not WebMD everything. Right?
Amen.
I will tell you that there are some cautions you should have, which is that more is not better. So these are not when adaptogens are not something that, you know, you're not getting the results you want, so you just think you're going to have 12 cups of tea a day. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
So what would you recommend? So let's say for this week, I know that, you know, I have quote-unquote normal stress, like Robin does, like you do, people that are working with a lot of people, right, that are stressed. And what is a practice that I can do with just starting with teas right now this week?
So my recommendation is with your first week with the adaptogen tea or any tea of any sort that's an herbal therapy is to just one cup of tea in the morning, 8 ounces of water, hot water, make sure it's hot, and let it steep for a good, you know, 4 to 5 minutes, and then sip it down, okay? The second week, if you want to do a second tea at lunch, go for it. And third week, you guessed it, a third cup of tea at dinner. Three cups of tea for most of these herbs is sufficient for the day. And start gentle. Right? Start with one. Because you might be wrong. You might think, I'm stressed and I need this, that, and the other. And your body, when you take the herbs, the herbs go, no, really, no, actually, you need to be calmed down, not perked up. And so that's why the trio of herbs is a nice thing to do, because the herbs that are stimulating versus the herbs that are calming or neutral. And Tulsi, just so you know, Tulsi is always a neutral. It can go stimulating, it can go calming. So I like to mix Tulsi in with anything I'm doing that's stimulating or calming. So if I think I need energy, take a Tulsi combined with a stimulating adaptogen and see what happens.
Okay, cool. And then we're going to post this on Transformation Cafe Community. And, Katie, we'd love to have you just go on there and put information. And then if you want to, we'll have you, you know, people go to your website, and so they can actually, you know, get information from there too.
Sure. Happy to help. Anything else before we go?
Oh my gosh, that was incredible, and that was really great.
We just
got ourselves started, right? You know, give yourself the gift of getting it now to really just help you to be in just this really core. I love that core adaptogen place of, you know, and instead of giving a bunch of gifts to everybody else, give yourself some tea and get yourself that so you can just have these holidays where you're just in just a nice balanced state for yourself. Gosh, what a great gift. And you know what? I didn't know about the Tulsi, so I am so grateful about Tulsi. That's a big giveaway right here, Katie.
But we want to encourage you to try, you know, maybe this next week in the morning, try, you know, one of these teas. And then I'm going to throw this out, and Katie, tell me what you think. But then kind of document how you're feeling before you drink the tea and how you feel after.
Yeah, how you feel 30 minutes after, 60 minutes after,
30 minutes,
90 minutes after. Yep. So 30, 60, 90. And then how do you feel at 3 p.m.?
Okay.
All right. That's mm-hmm. my recommendation.
Yeah, that 3 o'clock that always gets you. That's a good time to
have.
Yeah,
3 o'clock.
Yeah. And, you know, Amy and Katie are the 3 o'clock girls, you know, just have a little tea time.
We have
and
our
just
daily tea.
Be able to take the mm-hmm. your daily tea, just to take a moment out, you know, and spend the time letting the, you know, part of the tea is letting the tea, you know, go ahead and brew and do everything that it does. And just kind of appreciating that and just kind of being with yourself in the tea for, you know, for about 15 minutes. What a great gift.
Amen. Amen.
And
yeah.
the community, we're doing this together. What we're all needing right now is to not feel isolated. So know when
right.
we're doing this that we're all doing this together.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So how can people get a hold of you, Katie?
They can reach out to me at my website, enhancedhealthsolutionsplural.com. And there's a couple different places on that website that they can either just use contact me or they can book their free 30-minute discovery call to find out what kind of a health journey I could potentially support for them.
You know what? Okay. And that's another great thing to give to yourself for the holidays.
Amen.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, Katie. As always, our food guru. She's awesome.
That's right. Well, we definitely need you to come back because we're just scratching the surface, as always, with you.
Oh,
yeah,
as always.
Love for us,
but thank
you
so
right
much.
Around, right before Thanksgiving, let's always have a conversation about, you know, it's the love on the plate. And what does that look like in helping us to be able to have enjoy Thanksgiving and also through Christmas? I think that would be a wonderful
right.
show.
Right.
Well,
I am.
All
right.
Do it.
Robin. Remember, I did the holiday pre-talk.
Welcome to the Transformation
yeah.
Cafe.
Oh, well, we'll put that out.
yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we do have back shows where Katie sent some really great holiday tips and things to be thinking about and, you know, giving people a basket of food. That's a wonderful gift.
So what
things
I can do is
giving.
Also go back and, you know, repost some of those shows, Katie, if you'd like me to, on Transformation
Cafe. That'd be great.
All right, I will do that. I will post
okay,
some of those shows. You lucky listeners. You seekers.
You lucky listeners, for sure. We're all lucky listeners, for sure. And
so we had a false. We had a,
yeah.
That's right. We had a false end, but we're going to try again. And we'll definitely want to have you come back for something to do with the holidays and how to make it. You know, I love that. The plate of lover. Is that what you said, Robin?
Wellness on a plate.
There you
that.
Go, wellness on a plate. I love it. Love on a plate,
we've been
wellness
talking,
on a
I
plate.
I love the idea of talking about, you know, the actual what happens when we're eating and how the food is benefiting you. I think that's something that's
yep.
so
yeah.
amazing when people slow that down and look at that instead of just having it this meal. It's like, what is it? How is it really benefiting me? And, you know, the blessings of what food gives us. I think that would be a wonderful show.
Well, that's the thing that I wanted to focus on is to talk about what happens when you actually eat. What info goes to the brain, and what does the brain say to the rest of the body? Because it's a really cool thing that's happening when you eat, a very cool thing, and a very healthy and very healing thing. So I'd love to share that. That's
all right. We'll get you on the docs. Yay! Thank you, Miss Katie.
That's
fantastic.
That Thanksgiving meal with
always.
A very new perspective, for sure. For sure,
amen.
New facet of the meal. Here we go. All right, you girls, you go for it.
All right, here we go. We're going.
And we'll
this
see you next time
it.
Here at the cafe.
Thank you. Great show.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.